where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
If the Lord willing. But the law, somebody say the law.
The law.
A law, and I'm going to give you a much more extensive definition later, but a law is something very predictable. Amen. In other words, it ain't going to change up on you.
Amen.
I ain't going to dare you. Go out there on 95. And do 95 from here to Hope Sound. And I guarantee the law and the lawman that's out there to uphold the law. Amen. You understand? See, a law is something that's predictable. Every time.
Amen.
It ain't changing.
Amen.
It's a law.
Amen.
Now, we have all kinds of law, criminal law, you know, laws of the land. And I'm talking about the laws of the spirit of life, the law of what God said, every seed produces after its own kind. That's a law. The Lord told Joshua, let not the book of this law. Now, that was the teachings of Moses and that, but it was a principle too. Don't let it get out of your mouth. Don't let your confession droop. Because it's a rainy day. The sun ain't shone in 3 days. And so now you're talking crazy. Now you're doubting God. No, the sun is still shining. Just got to let the clouds pass by. Amen. The sun is still, the sun is up. You know, the sun ain't never coming up in the west. It ain't never going to come up. Why? It's under a law. God spoke it. The sea ain't never going to leave its bounds. God spoke a law to it. God spoke. And it's not variable. There's a law of confession. And Jesus said, if you will confess me and what my word says, yeah, you're walking with a limp. But in front of folks, you're saying, yeah, I thank God I'm already healed.
Amen.
I don't care what it looked like. I thank God I'm healed by his stripes.
Amen.
And folk thinking you crazy. So what?
Amen.
They think you're crazy anyway.
Amen.
You got to get folk out of your mind. He said, if you go public with me and say some stuff that'll put you out there, if God don't come through, you sunk. But he always comes through.
Amen.
Why? The law doesn't change. It won't change. The law of gravity ain't gonna change. You can go up there and jump if you want to. Just make sure you got good insurance. They'll pay for all the brakes and anything else. Amen, because that law of gravity is set. Amen. Now, there are certain natural laws, but see, we're not governed by them. We're governed by the law of the spirit of life. Romans chapter 8. We're governed by, we got saved, we are governed by another law. We are free from the law of sin and death, that which degrades, that which degenerates. We're free from that. Matter of fact, you need to be believing and confessing for health.
Amen.
You're not getting old and you know, all bent over. You need to be confessing. No, I'm young as I was 40 years ago. I'm going to be strong. Listen, why? It's a law. If you say it and get it in your heart and believe it, then it has to come to pass. It has to be. Stop talking about how sick everything is. That make me so sick. Why you want to get sick? Well, you know, that it don't mean, no, listen, what you're doing, you're deceiving. We're going to get into this later. Your subconscious, which is the one that really dictates your behavior. What you've deposited there in Matthew 12, it talks about it being the treasure of your heart. Out of the good treasure of his heart, a good man. What you have deposited there without even thinking about it. You know, the wife and I, we were riding somewhere, and I don't know if I missed a turn or I caught it just before I was. We were going somewhere else, but we were traveling down the way that we always take. Remember that? And I was about to turn the way we always turn. I said, wait, I ain't turning there. We're going somewhere else. Subconsciously, I'm just so used to turning there. That I would have turned there, but I caught myself and said, wait a minute, we're going somewhere else. You see, that subconscious will govern you. But see, when you lie, see, some people say, well, that's a lie. Well, I ain't healed. See? Let me settle some of that in your confused mind. There was a young girl, I believe it was Jairus' daughter, that they called Jesus to come and pray for her. And Jesus was on his way, but then the woman with the issue called him. Amen. And detained him. Amen. By the time he got through with her, his servants, the runners, came and said, don't trouble the master, she's dead. Jesus got there and said, she's not dead, she only sleeps. She was dead. She was dead as a doornail. Was Jesus lying? What he did, he released the law of confession. The damsel only sleeps. He was releasing something. Jesus don't lie. But she was dead. Are you hearing? This is what we must develop ourselves into. I'm telling you, there's so much that awaits you. Your eyes ain't seen, hadn't entered your heart what God has prepared for you. If you'll get into this law. He said the damsel but sleeps. And then they start laughing and mocking him. And he said, get him out of here. He kicked them all out the room. But he said she only sleeps. She was dead. Remember, when Lazarus died, the disciples said, it's good that he sleeps. He said, Lazarus sleepeth. He said, it's good that he sleeps. No, he said, Lazarus is dead. Y'all knuckleheads, I'm trying to teach you something. Lazarus dead. Now, this is for the glory of God, so y'all will see something here. Are you hearing? Are you hearing how Jesus speaks? He said, if you confess me, like me, say what I say. Don't say what you think or what you see. Say what it is you want. Say what it is my word says, and you'll have. I'll confess you before my Father. That's the first thing. The first thing is that the heavens open and the Spirit of God. Listen, if you confess him, remember, Jesus only needed an anointing to be a carpenter. But now, after baptism, he needed a much greater anointing. When you confess him, he confesses you before the Father. Whatever it is that you are facing, the anointing comes upon you for that. No matter how big the task, no matter how impossible it might seem, no matter how difficult it may appear, the anointing comes on you for that.
Amen.
Amen. The heavens opened, the Spirit descended upon him, and it says it descended upon him as a dove. You recollect when the flood had subsided, Noah sent out a raven. That raven didn't return. It was carrying, it was bodies still all over the place. He had plenty. But a dove being pure, when he sent the dove out, there was no place for the dove to land, so the dove came back. Then when he sent the dove out again, the dove came back with an olive branch. Then when he sent him out again, he didn't return, so there was a completion. Somebody say completion. It was dry now. It was safe to come out. The dove, the Spirit coming in the form of a dove, has to do with completion, a maturation. When you confess Jesus before men, he will confess you before his Father. There are things that start to happen in your spirit man. There's a maturation that starts to happen.
Amen.
Tell somebody, no more silence of the lambs.
No more silence of the lambs.
Let people laugh all they want.
Amen.
You'll have the last laugh.
Amen.
I said, you'll have the last laugh.
Amen.
Hagar mocked Sarah for not having a child, being barren. But who had the last laugh?
Amen.
She had Isaac. Isaac means laughter. God making me laugh.
Amen.
Amen. So we see that the Spirit descended like a dove and lit upon him. And then the voice, I love it. The voice came from heaven. The voice of God came from heaven. And he was not vindicating, but he was, what's the word I'm looking for? Validating. That's what I'm looking for. The voice came and he validated him.
Amen.
In front of all the others heard the voice. The voice wasn't for Jesus, it was for all the people around him. They heard the voice.
Amen.
To some it sounded like thunder. But they knew something was going on with this man.
Amen.
Validation. Jesus said, when you confess me, homologeo, when you say the same thing I'm saying, I'm going before the Father and I'm confessing you. And God's going to open the heaven in your situation, in time. It may not be happening for others. They may be talking about how their feet killing them. But you confessing God's word. Hello? And as you do it, God says he's opening the heaven over you. That's why nobody can stop you but you. Nobody can determine how far you go but you. Nobody can block you but you. And God is of no respecter of persons. When it comes to destiny, destiny has no respecter of persons. Whosoever will.
Amen.
Then he goes on. Did y'all get that? Validation. Heaven's open. Spirit without measure. Anointing to do what you called to do in that time. And then there'll be a completion, a maturation. Not only that, providence speaks. God starts to set stuff up for you. Jesus is confessing you as the high priest of your confession and the apostle. He's going before you and as an advocate. And he always gets his answers. He's talking to the Father in your behalf because you are confessing him in public. He's confessing you before God. And what you are saying there, they're making sure it's coming to pass. Lord, they want to laugh at him. They want to talk about him. They want to say, where is your God? But guess what? When you stay the course, Jesus said, I'm confessing you before my Father in heaven. And watch what happens.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.